The urge to democratize data often leads organizations to ignore the critical role of culture in making reporting worthwhile. If you start pushing data out to the organization before you or the organization is ready, the result is going to be disastrous. The most common fruits of precipitous data democratization are a focus on the wrong metrics, gross misunderstanding of the meaning of the data, and endless wasted cycles of alarm and response between stakeholders and data analysts. Here's the simple rule I urge organizations to follow. Centralize first, democratize after. In my introductory minute, I liken data democratization to franchising a restaurant. You don't start spinning up franchises until you've bulletproofed your basic operations. It's the same for reporting, but it's even more important because a core part of bulletproofing and reporting is building the proper culture. So, what all does bulletproofing mean when it comes to data democratization? First, it means you've decided on the key metrics, done the work to prove that they actually matter, and educated your stakeholders in their interpretation. From my perspective, it usually means having in place a segmentation scheme that frames those metrics. I used to say, no metrics without segmentation, and in the overwhelming majority of cases, I think that's right. Second, it means you've created ways to measure inherent variation and data quality, have some way to embed those concepts in your reporting, and once again, have educated your users in how to understand those concepts and warnings. Getting those two things done is a pretty big chunk of work on both ends. The analytics team has a lot of work to do to put a good framework in place, and then it takes an even longer time for that centralized framework to be used enough so that stakeholders can effectively self-guide when it comes to the data. The road to democracy is neither easy nor quick.